Okay, Duchess, this is side two. Anyway, I wanted to kind of go over that trip in detail with you to give you an idea of what the hell I've been doing. I mean, in the course of 5 days, I've been on a U-21 flight down, two chopper rides, C-123, Otter. You know, it's a whole new world, so to speak, and one that would be, I'm sure it would read like an adventurous novel to the average person back home. And yet it has become just everyday routine to me. I seem to be going from 5:30 every morning until about 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. And there's no, it's strange because this, of course, is a promotion for me when it ever comes through, you know, the paperwork. But actually, I'm making less money because I'm not getting the overtime, although I'm putting in as many hours or maybe more hours, and certainly I have a great deal more responsibility. The reason I don't get the overtime is like Saturday, when I only got paid up to 12:30, but we had already turned the timesheets in, they have to be in. And of course, I don't get back to my room here until well after 3. And by the time I get back and unpack, that's the whole day, actually. And I spend so much time packing. You know, I find myself packing like every second or third night, I'm packing to leave again. And this is all time that is not put on as overtime. And so, anyway, this is the new picture, if it doesn't change, Duchess. I will be going into the Delta, as I say, Tuesday or Wednesday. I hope it will be Wednesday. And living temporarily in the city of Cantol until I can get permanent quarters. Now, permanent quarters are going to be a big problem because you either rent on the local economy, and like rents are $200-$300 a month. Vietnam is very, very expensive until the Americans leave. Anyway, or there is a possibility that checking into to see if I could get permanent residence in one of the Cord's hotels, which wouldn't be bad. It'd be a big room, you know, nothing much in it, but just a big room. And or of course, where the ideal spot would be, Duchess, would be that Cord's compound. Remember, I told you Betty and I stayed there on the last trip. That was just plush, but that is only for State Department people and for aid, you know. Aid to independent development, aid to international development, aid or USIS people, United States Information Service. This all comes under the State Department, and they are the only ones that are authorized to live on a permanent basis at the Cord's compound. Cord's, C-O-R-D-S, stands for, Civilian Operation Revolutionary Development. Something like that. That's what it is. Civilian Operation Revolutionary Development. Anyway, it'll be interesting to find out where I do live. Plus the fact that I don't have any transportation. And if I'm going to live in Cantol and then work in Cantol, or at least have office space there or something, a desk, I don't know what I'll have, run down building. And then make my field trips, you know, whatever, once a week or whatever, to my four clubs. And at least they can get in touch with me there. It'll be a little bit easier than trying to reach Long Bend. So that's going to be the setup. And I don't know how permanent this will be, Duchess. Probably at least a few months. There is a lot of talk about the Americans pulling out of the Delta, like by Christmas or just after. And this is kind of discouraging in the sense that here I am going down there to really revive these clubs that are dying because of the poor support that the channel, the military channel of support is just not existing for one reason or another. Anyway, and here the let's go down and set this whole thing up, you know, and to try and bring it up to what it should be, knowing, or at least guessing, that within a couple of months we'll be closing those clubs. This is kind of classified, not really, but I mean, we've heard an awful lot of rumor on it. It's not official, but I'm sure it will come about. Just when, we don't know. But we do think Canto will be the one city that will be the very last to pull out of the Delta. So this is another reason why I will be stationed in Canto. So, it's a whole new world, Duchess, isn't it? I'm very excited about it. I wrote you a little, I sent you, well, I didn't mail it yet, Duchess, it's sitting right here. But I put a roster in the envelope for you, so you could look at the names of the clubs and the people who work in them. And I wrote just a little note to you. Yesterday when I got back here at 3-something, there wasn't any power. There was a power failure, and we had no electricity or anything. So I couldn't make the tape, and I didn't have an awful lot of daylight left once I started writing. So I'll get that in the mail to you. And you can see the addresses of my clubs. Now, right for now, Duchess, I mean, for the next week or two or 3 weeks or whatever it takes for me to get settled permanently, continue to write to me at the present address, headquarters, UCV, because I could ask you to send it to the Canto Tiki Hut Service Club, but I will be up here. I have to come back. I have all my belongings here, and this is another pain in the neck. You know, I have the 3-foot lockers from Korea, my suitcases, and a raw locker full of clothes, and all of this will have to be moved. And it's hard, Duchess, because if I'm going to move this, I have to get some men, you know, or somebody in a vehicle to carry this stuff, take it to the airport, get some kind of a plane, which is hard. I can get myself on and off planes, but all this stuff, and get it down to Canto, and then get somebody to meet me at the airport down there to take it to wherever I'm going. That's a big job because I don't have any staff at my hands. You know, I can use the club staffs, of course, but I don't always like to do that. Anyhow, I met some fascinating people in Canto on this last trip. Plus, I know the XO who will be Colonel Stevens of the 164th group down there. And I met a Major Gray yesterday who is in charge of ALSI. ALSI is the airlift control element, and our airlift command element. Anyway, there are just a couple of Air Force officers, and they are in charge of a lot of planes coming in. I think C-123s and Otters. I don't know. Anyway, he said anytime I needed a ride anywhere, he certainly would try and help me. And he lives on the economy in Canto. And of course, Paul does, and Don Chama, who assists Paul, they live on the economy. It's a little different for a man, you know. There are no other women living there. There is two women who live on the economy that I know of, and they're USO women. They've been there for, one has been there over a year now, and they live like just a half a block or so away from the USO. And that's all. There's no other American women I know of in that city, huh? So, it shall be interesting. I did not take my camera because I have that my luggage is so heavy that I can't carry much more, and I just love that stuff. Of course, many times I don't carry it. Just somebody carries it for me, but still, I do have to lift it and pack it. And so I didn't get a chance to take any pictures. I've been just so busy, I really don't have time to do anything. So again, I'm making this tape to you today, and I'll try and pack at least the one tape recorder. I this thing is working again, I hope, so that I will be able to tape to you. But I think when I go down, I'll just take two suitcases. And see, I like to take, like, my teapot, and there's so many things I like to take because otherwise you don't have anything in the room, absolutely nothing. Oh, and I really hate to pack again. I'm just... what I should do, Duchess, is send some of this stuff home. You know, I have things like I have a pair of combat boots, and I have a summer and winter, and of course a flak vest and a steel pot, and these things are very heavy. I don't really use them. I could use the combat boots down there, because the whole time I was down there, for the most part, my sneakers All my shoes have holes in them anyway because of the sharp stones, and they just cut through. I'm really hurting on shoes, but I don't know, maybe I get some in Saigon. I never get to Saigon. You know, all I have is, like, sometimes I get Saturday afternoon and Sunday, and Sunday I'm just so tired that I collapse most of the day. I do a few odds and ends, and there goes Sundays. Anyway, but most of the time down here, you're in the Delta mud, the Mekong mud. It really is muddy, but if you don't have the mud, as soon as the rain stop, which presumably will be another couple of weeks, then of course you have the dust, you know? So nobody knows which is worse, the mud or the dust. But right now we're in the mud. So my feet just get covered in mud. And as I say, it rains constantly. I'm walking in and out of the rain. But it has certainly been very, very exciting for me. I'm going to hate to leave in a way the Langdon area. Langdon is like the command post. That is, we have many generals here and colonels and all this stuff. And it's almost like a post back in the States. And in that sense, I'm not crazy about it. But at least you can, there are so many things here, like they have PXs, which I never get to anymore. But then you can get almost anything if you had to get something fixed or buy something. Your best chance would be at Langdon. Your very best chance of all the areas in Vietnam. I'm saying that, you know, and I'm thinking to myself, my radio is broke. I have two lamps that are broke. I don't have anything working here except me. I dropped my lamp this morning. I had a small one. I dropped it and broke it. And there is an electronic shop just 5 or 10 minutes from here. I just have not been able to go there because it isn't open on Sundays. And I really need a vehicle to get there, even though it's only about 10 minutes by vehicle. And it's kind of far to walk and carrying something, you know. And so there you have it. I probably have some mail from you that would be at the office. I haven't been back to the office since Monday. So it'd be a week that I'm away from the office, and all my mail is there. And it's going to be a little crazy for the next few weeks, Duchess, because, as I say, the mail, I think, should continue to come here until I know for sure my permanent address in the Delta. Betty is leaving next Wednesday, this coming Wednesday. She's leaving for a week in Taiwan. And of course, I had promised myself, you know, that I would get some time off this year, but it just doesn't look like I'm going to get it. I may still put in a request to go to Australia in December. I don't know. I'd like maybe the first week in December, but I'll have to wait and see. I really don't know what to do, but the Australian summer, I think, starts around December, so the weather should be nice there. But it just, you know, I'm so busy now, and I feel good. My health is excellent. I've been in very good health. Awful lot of mosquitoes in the Delta. I got a lot bit up in the 2 days or so that I was there. What else? I sent you, maybe you have these things by now, a package, an envelope of some pictures and stuff. Some of the stuff, I'm afraid, will either get mildew or get lost or get stolen, because so much of the time I'm not with my belongings, you know. Like, the maid gets in this room all the time. Well, I have most of the foot lockers are locked and the rear locker is locked. But I'm so afraid some of these things will get lost, so as I come across them, I'll try and mail them home. In fact, as I said, I really should get rid of some of this stuff because I should be light enough that I'm mobile enough with all the traveling I do, you know. What else can I tell you? Offhand, I can't, without getting real involved in these long stories like, but what some of the military problem areas are with our service clubs, they don't have, there's no, you know, when we have divisions, Duchess, they have regular slots and people who are supposed to support functions of special services, which of course includes the service clubs. But the air command fields, these airfields that are under aviators, they don't have this, these positions and these slots, so that they support their facilities only out of say, a courtesy obligation, you know, only because they feel their men would enjoy it. But by the same token, they don't have the personnel to give you the support. So it's very hard because some of the girls just don't know what to do if somebody doesn't help them. You know, and this is why the clubs are in real poor shape down there. I was very discouraged to when I got involved with some of the records and paperwork that I went over, not to mention the physical aspect of the clubs. They have just been let go, you know. So I'll see what I can do. It's a tremendous challenge for me. And as I say, I don't mind the challenge. If I could get organized in my personal life, you know, I can't even find anything. I'm constantly moving and packing. I think this would make me feel better if I got permanently settled and I knew I could go home and find something I wanted without knowing that it's in a suitcase or it's someplace else or what have you. Well, this tape is running out. At least you have an idea of what's happening, and God knows when I can make another tape. But I'm well, Duchess. I'm doing very, very fine as far as professionally and health-wise and every other way. Please tell everyone I said hi. I had a tape from Carolyn Hogshead, and I had a tape from Cree, and the good Lord willing, I might make a tape to them today. I don't know. Tell everyone else hello. Bye-bye, Duchess.